V'sechet Sanhedrin Perek Yod Mishnah Dalet Anse Irani Dachas Ein Lehem Chelek Lo Olam Haba. The people of an Irani Dachas, a city in which most of the city served Avodah Zarah, do not have a portion in the next world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yatsu Anashim Bnei Blia Mikirbecha Vayadichu Es Yoshvei Iram. People that are evil came out from among you and have convinced the people of the city to serve Avodah Zarah. And we learn from the word Bliyal as if it's saying Bliyal. They will not come up. They will not rise. But here's something. They are not killed by Sayef, which is the punishment for an Irani Dachas, unless the people that convinced them to serve Avodah Zarah were from that city and were from the same Shevet as Rov HaIr was from. And they are not judged as an Irani Dachas unless most of the city served Avodah Zarah and the people that convinced them to serve Avodah Zarah were men. Hidichuha nashim uktanim. If it was women or children that convinced them to serve Avodah Zarah, O shahudach mi'uta, or it was only a miyad of the city that served Avodah Zarah, O shahayu madicheha chutzala, hari elu tiyachid. Or if the people that convinced them to serve Avodah Zarah were from outside of the city, then they are judged like individuals that served Avodah Zarah, they would get skila. They are not judged as an ir hanidachas, in which the punishment is sayas, to be killed by sword. U'trichin shnei edim bahasra l'kol echad ve'echad. In order to punish an ir hanidachas, there needs to be two edim and hasra. Each person would have to have been warned that if they serve Avodah Zarah, they will be killed. So therefore, they would set up a number of edim, and each person in the ir hanidachas would be judged separately. And when they ascertained that that person had Asra, he was warned, and there were two Edim that are made that he served Avodah Zarah, they would set that person aside, and then if they find that Rov HaIr served Avodah Zarah, they would judge them as an Ir HaNidachas. If it's only the Miyat of the city that served Avodah Zarah, then they would judge them like Yechidim, like individuals that served Avodah Zarah. Zeh Chomer BaYechidim Mi BaMerubim. The following is a Chumrah for people that serve individually Avodah Zarah, than for a Rov HaIr that served Avodah Zarah. Shehayachidim b'skila l'fichach mamonam palat. Individuals that served Avodah Zarah, they get a more severe misa, they are stoned, and therefore their money is saved, their yorshim would inherit their money. V'hamarubim b'sayef l'fichach mamonam avi. If the Rov HaIr served Avodah Zarah, they get a less severe misa, which is to be killed by sword, but their money would be lost, as the whole city is destroyed with all the property in it, and the yorshim would not inherit their money. The pasuk says, "Hake take es yoshbe ha'ir ahu l'fichar." We are referring to an ir hanidachas, and anybody that is living in the city at the time would be killed by sword if they served Avodah Zarah. Hachameres v'hagameles ho'overes mimakom l'makom hari elu matzilin osa. If there is a group of donkey riders and camel riders that are going from place to place, and they were staying at the Ir HaNidachas at the time that the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, and these donkey riders and camel riders did not worship Avodah Zarah, they would save the city from being judged as an Ir HaNidachas. As we are talking about in a case where if you do not include the donkey riders and camel riders, then Rov of the Yoshvei HaIr would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. But now that we are including the donkey riders and the camel riders, and they did not worship Avodah Zarah, so now Rov of the city did not worship Avodah Zarah, they would save the city from being an Ir HaNidachas. As the pasuk says, Yoshvei HaIr, and they are also Yoshvei HaIr if they are living in the city for 30 days, even though they are not permanent residents of the city. The pasuk says that everything in the city of an Ir HaNidachas should be destroyed, and the people and the animals should be put to death by sword. Mikat amru nichse tzaddikim shebetocha ovdim. From this pasuk, we learn that the property of tzaddikim, of people that did not worship Avodah Zarah, that is in an Ir HaNidachas, would be destroyed together with the rest of the city. As the pasuk says, that everything in the city would be destroyed. But if these tzaddikim that did not worship Avodah Zarah had property outside of the city, that would be saved. That property would not be destroyed. The But the Rishonim in the city, those that did worship Avodah Zarah, their property that is inside the city, and also their property that is not in the city, would be destroyed. All their property would be destroyed, even if it is not in the city.